Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, Dimitri. I'm calling about a charge I was on. I received on my credit card that for a Balance Body Works or something. And it seems that I called my bank, and it seems to be like some kind of gym membership, which I'm not in a gym. It's called Balance Body Results. I don't even know who that is.
How much is the charge?
$59.89, and I got charged it twice.
Okay, provide me with your zip code.
34683.
And your name?
O.C. Moore.
I'm sorry?
O.C. Moore.
Would it be under another first name?
I
see a Terrell.
Yeah, that's my middle name, yeah.
Thank you. Verify the shipping address for me.
2357 Islander Court, Palm Harbor, Florida, 34683.
Thank you. I just see here you have an account. We have our contest entry.
A what?
I said you have our contest entry.
Not that I know of.
Do you remember entering for a chance to win like an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner?
But why would I be getting charged for a contest? And then it says it's a gym membership.
Right, it's not a gym membership. It's for to win one of those items. Because when you're signing up for that contest entry, you are signing up for a meal planner also.
A meal plan?
Correct.
Well, I didn't receive any meals.
Well, it's not you receive meals. It's like it provides you with recipes. It's an app.
Yeah, no, I don't have that.
Okay.
And
do you remember? Do you remember doing anything like this?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, what I can do for you I'm gonna cancel the account for you. It's gonna stop all future transactions, and I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department.
But how, so again, even if I would have signed up for the contest, how I would have gotten my account number or whatever like that? Because I don't remember any of this to try to win any. But if we're winning something for free, I don't understand why I'm paying to win for something that I'm not using.
I'm sorry?
I don't know. I'm just confused because I didn't sign up for anything or do that. But I'm just thinking about what you're saying, because you said, all right, you signed up for a free iPad or whatever like that, but why would I get charged for this meal plan or whatever like that, trying to win the free iPad with a meal plan? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Because to enter the contest entry, you have to sign up for the meal planner.
Okay. Huh. Yeah, I didn't sign up for a contest or anything like that, because this is, there was another charge that was on there that was like that too, and that one was $3 or not $3, $39, but they, it was called an all-in-one premium car care, but they said it was something else too. So it's coming up to my bank funny is what's happening, but they gave me the numbers to this place, so that's why I'm calling to cancel this stuff, and they sent me a refund. So, and it was something similar too. Something about signing up for something. So I thought both of them were the same when she said that. We're all the same, but she's like, no, I gotta call it a different number, but you're almost saying the same thing that she's saying, so something's going on. But they canceled my card anyway now, and the bank did.
Okay.
But I still figure out how I'm gonna get my refund. That's, what is that, $159 said? Almost $160.
You said $150?
No, I said it totals like $160 because the one charge was $59 twice for you guys.
Okay. No, sir. But I'm about to get you transferred over now. You should be on hold for a few seconds.
Okay.
After that hold, a fraud specialist is going to be on the line waiting for you.